You're listening to Real World News.
Clean development mechanisms in Uruguay, the case of Bodnia.
Bodnia, a Finnish company, was founded in 1973 and is present in Finland with four pulp mills. It is the world's second producer of cellulose pulp, and Uruguay is the only country of South America where the company is operating. It belongs to Finnish forestry company Metsalito and pulp mills M. Real Oig and UPM Kimen Oig.
Until July of 2009, these three companies owned Forestal Oriental, one of the largest owners of forestry plantations in Uruguay, but after a financial operation, UPM acquired Forestal Oriental shares and 91% of the plant in Uruguay in Fray Bentos City.
From January to March 2009, Bodnia sales in Uruguay amounted to 302.8 million euros, while in the same period in 2008, the sales amounted to 397.0 million. Investments fell from 23.3 to 10.2 million euros in that period. The company said this was due to the weakening market situation and the price of pulp.
In March this year, Bodnia reported that the International Financial Corporation of the World Bank published the results of an environmental assessment carried out after 1 year of the plant's presence in Fray Bentos, the source of diplomatic conflict between Argentina and Uruguay.
The study conducted by Ecometrics states that the operations of the plants are in agreement with strict environmental regulations and that the emissions as well as the effluents are under the levels established by Uruguayan authorities. According to the report, the operation of the plant has not affected the quality of the water in Uruguay River or the quality of the air in the region.
But there's a background to the situation. Forestal Oriental is one of the largest owners of forestry plantations of Uruguay. A report written by Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay in May of 2008 showed that the company was producing 1 million cubic meters of wood.
Bodnia's investments in Uruguay amounted to $1.1 billion, and the company was expecting to gain back that figure in less than 3 years, with the profits obtained from the production of cellulose pulp only, that is, without including the profits obtained from selling electric power to Uruguay.
This implies a generation from biomass of a surplus of electric power of 33 megawatts. In order to do this, the plant uses a black liquid obtained from the elaboration of cellulose pulp to produce steam and electricity. The plant was assigned to produce electric power, which differentiates it from other plants. In addition, the plant can transfer the energy to the National Energy Network and also to Chimera, a chemical plant located near Bodnia.
The CDM was an essential part of the preparation of the cellulose project of Bodnia and was taken into account by the end of 2004 when it was still in its planning stage. The Finnish company conducted CDM studies in November and December 2004 to research on the possibility of using carbon finance as a way of generating profits through selling electricity.
The investment became a reality in 2005 when Bodnia's board of directors accepted the CDM as an important financial tool, according to the minutes of a meeting. The CDM project would reduce greenhouse gas emissions for Bodnia with a partial replacement of fossil fuels with a renewable fuel, in this case biomass, although it was later made clear that without the additional incentives granted by the CDM, this project wouldn't be possible.
Other possible benefits of the CDM for Bodnia are the sale of certificates, becoming the first independent institution to generate electric power in Uruguay and contributing to the energy security of the country. According to the project design, the implementation of the CDM has positive environmental impacts. This issue has been present throughout the history of the settling of the company in Fray Bentos.
Their waste and effluents are processed by a biological treatment plant that does not have negative impacts on the organisms living in the river. To mitigate the impacts of solid waste, the project has its own dumping site, and the quality of the air emissions is kept in appropriate levels according to EU standards.
The emission of smells, always according to the company, is below the required levels, although the concentration of substance can increase without affecting the health of the population. In the building stage, dust emissions were expected, and it's worth mentioning that several workers suffered health problems due to the emanation coming from the plant.
The form also makes reference to the increase of noise and traffic during the building stage and the modification of the landscape caused by the steam of the chimneys and also by the trucks transporting wood.
In November 2006, the Uruguayan government authorized Bodnia to obtain the double of water from Uruguay River that had been agreed. A few months before, the University of the Republic warned about the effects of that action on the river, stating that this would be very strong.
Nobody can deny the impact of tree monoculture plantations on water sources, especially in the west central region of the country, where empty fields and desertified soils can be seen. The producers of the area state that in 1995 wells and streams started to dry up, and it is possible to prove that water wells that supply entire populations are dry today.
This is the case of Mercedes City, where 200 families have to be supplied with water by tank trucks. Washington Lockhart, a milk producer of the area, said that this has caused a depopulation of the countryside. These big forestry companies buy the fields, and the first thing they do is to knock down the houses. This makes it impossible for people to live there, he added.
Summing up, forestry and soy monoculture plantations have had a strong impact on the ecosystem, which is the basis of agriculture and food for the country. This goes hand in hand with the process of land concentration and foreignization that has taken place. Today, more than half of the forested land in Uruguay is owned by a few transnational corporations, such as Weyerhaeuser from the US, Stora Enso from Sweden and Finland, Arauco from Chile, and Bodmi itself.
Spanish company ENCE, present in Uruguay with lands and plantations, sold their operations in Uruguay to Stora Enso and Arauco for $344 million in May 2009. This transaction created the largest private extension of land in the history of Uruguay, 250,000 hectares of land in the hands of two companies.
With the investment of Stora Enso and Portuguese Portocel, Uruguay would reach 3 million hectares planted with tree monocultures. If with 1 million hectares the consequences are notorious, we don't need much to estimate what would happen with three times more. The scale of the problem has been acknowledged by authorities of the Ministry of Livestock, Agriculture and Fisheries, who have raised the need of applying measures to stop this process.
The installation of Bodnia has changed forever the production model of Uruguay and the region. On one side, it consolidated the forestry sector, and on the other, it has wounded to death the possibility of achieving food sovereignty.
Milk production, which has difficulties accessing water, and beekeeping, which is affected by agrotoxic products, are two of the sectors most impacted by these green deserts, which can only coexist with the agribusiness model.
The outlook tends to be complex and disheartening. Ecological and social debt, profits exclusive to companies, labor exploitation, and overuse of agrotoxics with impacts on the health of workers and the population. Until now, several studies have concluded that the expectations around the source of jobs Bodnia would provide have not been fulfilled, while the goals set with reference to the CDM are far from keeping the promises made.
Gerardo Onti from the Uruguayan Center of Appropriate Technologies warned about the weaknesses of the mechanism. In the case of CDMs in Bodnia, the assumption to create the baseline was that all new incorporations to generate electric power in Uruguay would be based on fossil fuels.
However, as Honti explains, shortly after authorizing the CDM of Bodnia, the Uruguayan Ministry of Industry, Energy and Mining submitted a plan for the incorporation of 500 megawatts based on renewable sources by 2015, wind power, water and biomass, which would amount to 25% of the installed capacity of the country.
Onti stated that it is unlikely that the authorized project will reduce effectively all emissions, and explained that the other big mistake of the CDM with reference to Bodnia is assuming that without the project, the plant would have had a conventional, less efficient heating system.
Analyzing the data from the economic and financial assessment of the project, the difference between implementing new technology and implementing conventional technology represents, according to the researcher, a net benefit for the company worth approximately $15 million, without it representing any additional reduction of emissions compared to that which would have occurred without the project.
You're listening to Real World News.